This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to the Living Mishnah. We appreciate all the viewers who watch my class. I am Maimon Elbaz, and we started the Living Mishnah a couple years ago. And our goal is to stimulate interest. People should see pictures of the Mishnah and be more interested in finding out more what Hashem wants from us. Also, it provides clarity using nice pictures. You can visualize the concepts. Some people like to see what's going on and empower your mind to make you smarter. So I thank Chaim Lax for being part of the Mishnah's Chaim series. It should be a merit for his parents in Gan Eden. That's Kalman Ben Chaim and Shendel Bas Mamel Frimid. Aleihem HaShalom. The Mishnah today is our 783rd Mishnah. I believe it should be a zchus for my friend Avram Ben Sara, who keeps asking me for a bracha that he should find a shidduch, that he should be zeichet to remarry and be healthy. The Mishnah today is in the book, the Seder Nezikin book, and it's Baba Basra, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel. So what's the topic of today's Mishnah? The topic is, if you have trees overhanging your neighbor's property, is your neighbor allowed to chop down the part of the branches of your tree that are overhanging into his property? So we're going to see what this is all about, and may Hashem help us to continue teaching Torah to beautiful children who are the future leaders of Am Yisrael. Okay, so we see over here that trees have a way of stretching out. So here's a very interesting picture. You have on the left a tree of someone, we'll call it Mr. A's tree, is now going over Mr. B's driveway. So Mr. B woke up one day and decided he's going to chop off the tree because it bothers him that his neighbor is invading his property. Now, really, I'm not so sure if he's allowed to do this according to the halacha. So we're going to see in our Mishnah what's the opinion of the different rabbis. I was actually near a cemetery on Ocean Parkway. And since Kohanim sometimes walk by that cemetery, a Kohen is not allowed to walk under a tree that's overhanging a cemetery because the tumah of the grave goes to the branches. And if the Kohen's walking under the same tree, the tumah could go to him. So they came with a truck and they chopped off literally all the branches that were overhanging the sidewalks so that the Kohanim should be able to walk there without worrying that the tumah of the dead is going onto them. Wow. All right, so says the Mishnah. Ilan shunota listei chaveiro. If a tree, like you see in this picture on the left, is going into your friend's field, says the Mishnah, kotzeitz melo hamardeya al gabe hamachareisha. According to this Mishnah, since the tree is going into your friend's property, and that friend probably wants to plow his field, here is the way they plow it. They use animals to pull the plow. And if you see in his hand, he's holding a goad. A goad is a certain instrument that pushes the animals. They should get moving. So since this man has to go with his animals and the goad, and the tree is going to get in his way, so he's allowed to cut off as much of the tree that's interfering with his animals and his goad. G-O-A-D. And he's chopping off the branches. Says the Mishnah, there are two certain trees that you're allowed to cut off the entire airspace. Says the Mishnah, ubecharuv uveshikma k'neged ha-mishkolet. By a carob tree, this is a carob tree, and a sycamore tree. So since these ones have very thick branches and lots of leaves, so then you're allowed to cut as much as the plum. A plum is a lead weight that's on a string that's used for builders to make sure it's a straight line. And you could literally cut away from these trees the entire airspace. That's what the Me'iri says. So now, what's the reason you could do this? Because basically when you have a field, there's three things you want in your field. You want sunlight, sunshine to make things grow. You want rain and you want dew, D-E-W. So, since the sycamore tree and the carob tree are going to block some of the rain and some of the sunshine and some of the dew, therefore you're allowed to remove them from your property. Says the Mishnah, questions after Beis HaShalachin, Kol HaIlan Keneged HaMishkolat. A Beis HaShalachin, please try to pay attention because it's not Maimon Alba's talking, it's the Mishnah talking, the Mishnah is Hashem talking. So if Hashem is talking, it's worth you paying attention and not being distracted. A Beis HaShalachin is a field that needs to be irrigated. That means it needs to be watered because it doesn't grow well. It doesn't have enough water in the area to give it water. The rain is not enough for it to grow. So in such a place, you really need that there's no trees blocking your field, your Beis HaShalachin. So therefore, if there are trees that are overhanging your field, the Mishnah says you would be allowed to remove whatever is from that plumb, that string with that weight that makes a line. Anything that's passing my line of my field, chop it away. Abba Shol said, Kol ilan sarak keneged mishkolet. Abba Shol said, even a tree that doesn't have fruits, also I'm allowed to chop away because the fact is it's blocking my sunshine, it's taking away some of the rain that I need, and therefore it's kind of like hasagas kevul, and I could chop it away. Now, what's the point? The point is that even how a tree grows is discussed by Hashem in the Torah to discuss what neighbors could do that shouldn't interfere. May Hashem help us that we should continue being Mahana people with our Torah shows. It should be a zchus for my father who passed away when I was about 19 years old. And for my father-in-law that also passed away a few years ago. It should be a zchus for them. Whenever we learn Torah, it's a zchus for our ancestors. And thank you for listening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.